What is the beginning? The beginning is Tawbah. The beginning is Tawbah. The whole path of Tazkiyah begins with Tawbah. Because it's really, and it's very simple, and that's what all of us know, that none of us can really change ourselves unless we really, really want to be changed. And the sign that we really want to be changed is that we're sick of the way we are. You see, we're never going to improve our prayer. We're going to keep praying the same quality of salah every day. The only day we'll ever have a chance of improving the quality of our salah is when we finally start becoming sick of the low quality of our salah. We make tawbah of the ghaflat. We make tawbah of the ghaflat. We repent of the unawareness and the heedlessness we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah. Tawbah is the beginning for everything. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha," that we must make tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ila. Ila in Arabic means towards Allah. It's a paradigm shift from sin to Allah, from ghafla to zikr, from jahala to ilm, from masiyat, disobedience, to itaat, obedience. We must make tawbah from. It's only when you have the from that you can have the to. Even those of you who study Arabic grammar would know these two prepositions, min and ila. So, sirtu min al-basrati ila al-kufa. I went from Basra to Kufa. There must always be a from. And those of you who study Arabic grammar would remember that min comes for ibtida. And ibtida is always relative. That's why it's mana ghairi mustaqil. It's not mustaqil in mana because ibtida requires a departure point. And for us, the beginning is tawbah. Tawbah from our sins. And that tawbah has to have also, see, let me explain to you what tawbah is, right? It's supposed to istighfar. There are three things that happen actually. The first is nadma. Nadma. Nadma, what you have in Urdu is nadamat. It means remorse and regret. So whenever a person commits a sin, whenever a mu'min commits a sin, they feel the sting of that sin. If they feel the sting, that sting is called nadma, remorse and regret. And then two things happen. Very simple. There are two paths they're going to follow. Either the remorse and regret they feel is greater than the pleasure and happiness they feel, then they'll go to stage two istighfar. Or they feel remorse and regret, but the pleasure, happiness, desire to do that sin is greater than the remorse and regret, then they will go back to that sin. This is what I'm doing with you right now is live teaching you the soul. These are the things that our masters have taught us. You will not find any hadith that tells you this. They've gone deep into sin because this is first step. They've gone deep looking at all the ayat, all the hadith on tawbah and sin and nafs and shaitan and waswasa to understand the process. But there's a second thing, the knowledge that they have, is that they've worked with people. Just like again, you have a doctor. One is a Harvard med school graduate with zero experience. Then there's a Harvard med school graduate with 20 years of experience. You ask that fellow, he says, yes, there's certain things I learned in med school from the textbooks, from the professors, and there's certain things I know about this disease now due to my experience in treating people in this disease and trying to cure people in this disease. And that's what these mashayikh have. They have experience in treating people's sicknesses, ailments of the heart. They have experience in trying to cure people out from their sicknesses. And that's why they tell us this. That this is the process, this is what they say. And when you hear it, you will realize this is exactly what happens to us. So if we have iman in our heart, first possibility is that depending on how strong our iman is, we may or may not feel the sting of sin. That's another topic for another time, but that is a very dangerous state to reach for any sin, that we don't feel the sting anymore. That we stop feeling the sting, and that we don't feel remorse and regret. If we feel remorse and regret, then either that remorse and regret is greater than the pleasure, then we move to the next stage. Or if we felt the remorse and regret, but the pleasure and desire, the feeling of pleasure and desire is greater than the remorse, then you're going to go back to the sin. And when you go back to the sin, the next time you're going to feel less regret, because now you did it a second time. You're numbing yourself. You're desensitizing yourself. It's like putting anesthesia on yourself, spiritual anesthesia. And then obviously the second time you do it, maybe you still feel some remorse and grip, but now the pleasure and desire is more. And you'll keep cutting this cycle until eventually the end of this cycle is that vicious end, which is the remorseless sinner. That now I do that sin without feeling any remorse and regret. Second track, that the remorse and regret is greater than, not less than, the nadma is greater than the lazza. The remorse and regret is greater than the pleasure, than the person moves to istighfar. Second step. Istighfar means talab-e maghfirat, that we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We beg the forgiveness. Actually the word seek is, you know, we beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a person does this istighfar, then there are two options. Either he does tawbah, either she does tawbah, or she doesn't do tawbah. What is tawbah? Tawbah, which we translate it repentance, it means to leave every single thing that connects us to that sin. If the person leaves everything that connects them to the sin, then there's an exit. There can be shown the exit door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them out. If they felt more remorse than the pleasure, and they begged Allah for forgiveness, but they didn't make tawbah, i.e. they didn't leave the things that connect them to the sin, they're going to go right back into that sin. They kept the same friend, they kept the same internet access, they kept the same technology, they kept all of the same connectors, they're going to fall back into the sin. Don't you see in Dua Kunut, when we recite after Wirtah, what do we say? وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ وَنَتْرُكُ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we tark, we leave. Man, that person, يَفْجُرُكُ, who does fujur of you, who disobeys you openly. That is fujur. So we're saying every night in Witr, in our Kunut Dua, that Allah, we leave the person who disobeys you openly. And the next day, all day, we hang out with colleagues and friends and who disobey Allah ta'ala openly. Now think disobedience in the inner sense. Disobey Allah openly, do backbiting openly, have hasad openly, become angry openly, unlawful anger, become unlawfully angry openly, become unlawfully short-tempered openly, become are openly stingy, etc., etc., openly arrogant, all of that. All of that is fujur. So tawbah means to leave every single thing that connects us to that sin, to flee from that sin, to flee from its memories, to flee from its lawazimat, its awarizat, from its ancillaries, its corollaries, from anything related to it, connecting to it, reminding us of it, to flee from it. You know, if we're really that weak, to make hijrah. I mean, really, if we're that weak, if I told you that if you're going to stay in America, you're going to get cancer in 2 years, you would leave in 5 days, you'd be gone. You'd be gone in 5 days, you'd be gone. If I tell you, look, you've proven yourself over and over again that you can't handle it here. Go to a Muslim country. Because otherwise you're going to die of spiritual cancer. This is the spiritual cancer. To end up in remorseless sin. That is spiritual cancer in Islam. Now when a person makes the tawbah, when they follow that track, no, I want to make the tawbah. I want to leave everything. I want to flee from everything. Now there's a two. Tubu ilallah. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is that when I'm asking you to leave something, I'm asking you to leave it for nothing. I want you to run from it to where, Allah? To me. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. To Allah. To Allah. Tubu ilallah. That's the incentive. That's the incentive. Leave it for me. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he chose this name for himself, At-Tawwab, the acceptor of Tawbah, the honor of Tawbah, the lover of the people of Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat for the sinning Muslims who made Tawbah. That to be amongst the Tawwabin, you've got to be a sinner. That means there's space for me and you to become Mahbub-e Khuda. Right? This category of Tawwabin, that's for us. That's our hope. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Very few of us may be of that level. There's another path to Allah's muhabbat, that is tawbah. So the beginning of tasawwuf and tazkiyah is tawbah. You have to repent of the impurity. You have to want to be purified. Only then can the purification process start.